This weekend, in more than 600 demonstrations, the world stood up to oppose newly inaugurated President Donald Trump, a man whom most Americans voted against. But in truth, all politics is local, so our fight must begin at home. Take Philadelphia, for example. In 2007, the city's poverty rate was nearly 24%, the highest of America's 10 largest cities. A decade later, Philadelphia's poverty rate is 26%, and we remain the poorest big city in the country. So while gentrification has improved some neighborhoods for newcomers, nothing has changed for a quarter of Philadelphians. That's not Trump's fault. And given the influx of federal dollars we saw during the last decade, both through the Affordable Care Act and federal stimulus dollars, I can't blame the Obama administration either. Certainly, a portion of the blame belongs to state politicians like former Governor Tom Corbett, who cut education spending significantly and stonewalled on billions in federal health care dollars. The Republican legislature and current Governor Tom Wolf, a Democrat, also cost taxpayers when they forced school districts to borrow millions during last year's prolonged budget battle. But when I look at the decisions that most directly affect Philadelphians, I believe the responsibility lies mainly on the shoulders of local officials. For while they deserve credit for decreasing crime and bringing skyscrapers to our skyline, while they get high marks for bringing the Pope to our city, while they're responsible for raising our international profile, they have failed to adequately address our most pressing issue, poverty. When the city's anti-poverty program consists of a skeleton staff, a website, and little new investment in the people, there is no real focus on poverty. When city leaders continue a property tax abatement that drains money from the school district, there is too little focus on education. When nearly half of big-budget city-funded construction projects hire no minority workers in fiscal year 2015, there's no real commitment to inclusion. So excuse me if I don't seem giddy over the international focus on Donald Trump's agenda. Pardon me if I don't seem overjoyed about the marches that express outrage. Donald Trump's presidency is a result of Americans failing to politically engage on the local level. That must change today. If it doesn't, we can't blame our problems on Donald Trump or anyone else. We'll have no one to blame but ourselves. I'm Solomon Jones.